Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Bishop Michael Fuller, Senior Pastor of Word of Life Tabernacle in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We pray that this message will be profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that you may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if you must, please get your pens, your papers, and let's prepare ourselves to hear a word from God.
In Jesus' name, come on, somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch somebody, tell them the Lord will turn it around. Amen. The Lord will turn it around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looked like, he will turn it around. Woo, hallelujah. I don't care what it feel like, he will turn it around. Thank all things gonna work together for my good. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He will. The Lord will turn it around. So in order for him to turn around something, that means it's got to be something you're in that he needs to turn around. Amen. So just because you are in it, don't you dare give up on it. But you got to know, amen, that God is already at work. Amen. He gonna fix it. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love to know that when God's hand is on something and he going to fix it, I know it's going to be well done. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Woo. All right. Woo. All right. Y'all behave. Y'all behave. Amen. Because, woo, Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo, somebody help First Lady behave now. Hallelujah. Woo. Lord have mercy. Woo. Glory. Oh, somebody believe it. He gonna turn it around. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. What looks impossible with men is possible with God. And why is this so critical? Because Ephesians 4, y'all can read the rest up when you get home. Ephesians 4 verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love. Somebody say, in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. When it looks like the enemy is trying to make us turn the opposite way of God, God got a way to shift things and cause us to turn right back around to him. Thank you, God. Where the enemy is trying to take us out of character, but then, Lord, I won't be to preach this but a few minutes, but there is a spiritual preparation that must take place. And it is a critical thing because as the people of God, we have to understand revelation that comes through Christ that gives us the victory. For several weeks we've been talking about living in victory, having victory. And today the Lord just wants to remind us that he is turning it around. Where the enemy has tried to place us in a spiral to move us outside of the realm of God, God knows how to intervene and to step in. Ah, Shando Dabasi. So he's preparing us, amen, for his coming. And so it is vital that our spiritual walk and our service and our harmony with him and with one another be established, because we have to dig down deep in the roots of our spirit to come to understand that the enemy don't fight something that he already has. And because you are so valuable and so critical in this day and in this hour, the enemy is after you. He wants the richness of the treasure that's inside of you, that has been birthed into your life through by the Holy Spirit. And so the church has been emphasizing, amen, this for so many years and ages and decades. But even as Paul emphasizes to the church at Ephesus, to let them to know this is a universal application. In other words, this word is for everybody. Amen. And he wants us to understand that the gifts of God have been set. Amen. We've been set in the house of God as a gift, because it's through the gifts that God wants us to come in harmony. So that we can do what? Help each other to mature and to grow, so that we don't allow the adversary, amen, to throw us off base. I want you to know you can recover in every circumstance and every challenge that might be existing right now in your life. But one thing is critical, is that he's going to bring us to a place of strength and maturity that we be no more children. We're no longer going to act like babies. Amen. We're going to eat some meat. Hallelujah. Because it's the meat that's going to make you strong. Hallelujah. So, because we don't want the enemy to keep tossing us and turning us and shifting us. Amen. We got to be no more children tossed to and fro. And notice what he says, and carried about by every wind of doctrine. So in other words, we come to a place where we become stabilized in our walk and in our faith. Amen. So when the enemy blows his wind, amen, we are not so light, amen, or avoided of the word and of the meat of the word, that every time the wind blow, we get swept away. Hallelujah. They call it being a lightweight. Hallelujah. And so we don't want to be lightweights in the spirit. We want to be filled up and be full, amen, so that when the winds of life and circumstance blow against us, when the enemy comes out to challenge us because he think he can get us, but because we've been filling up with meat and not with milk, and when he tries to blow your way, amen, he's going to find out he can't move you out of the way. And the Bible says it like this: be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain. Sometimes it don't feel worth it. But I want you to understand, because you are a child of God, he's called you to a place where you're going to have to contend with the enemy. So I just want to encourage you to fight the good fight of faith. This is not a fight you can avoid, but it is a fight you can win. Amen. If you get filled up with God's grace and with his purpose and with his strength, when the wind of the enemy tries to blow against you, amen, you can resist him. You can be still and know that he is God. And no matter what the adversary tries against you personally, because remember, he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants you to feel like he can change your mindset. Because it says, be carried about by every wind. Check this out. By every wind of doctrine. Because we know there are falsifiers, there are deceivers, there are cheaters in the faith. Amen. Men that will come out to try to cheat us out of the truth. The enemy would use folks to try to cheat you, amen, and rob you from your purpose and your understanding of who you're supposed to be in God. To make you feel like, amen, you don't have to hear or heed the truth. But you must know these are cunning craftiness. These are deceivers who act clever and have ideas to help bring you information to make you move out of the way. But you got to know, you got to have discernment. Somebody said you got to have some discernment. You got to know what's real and what's not real. Because their deception is to make you void the truth so that you won't hear the truth. This is why when God said, don't do that. Amen. When God said, humble yourself. When God said, no, the word says this. Amen. And when the enemy is trying to make you do like Satan did. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. He told Eve, listen, you're not going to die. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. He'll use the word to deceive you. Amen. To make you doubt what God has said. Why? Because he wants to make us be tossed to and fro like little children. In other words, we have no mind, we have no character, we have no deciding information that we can stand firm on the truth. But you got to know when the truth comes, amen, it might hurt you, it might cut you, but it will set you free. Amen. The truth won't always feel good because the things of God comes to enrich you. They come to enlighten us and they come to purify us and to make us and mold us. This is why in the earlier verses, he talked about the what I call the office gifts, the governmental gifts of God that are set in the body. Every one of us have been given a gift, amen, of operation in the body. And the uniqueness of these gifts is for the body to be strengthened, to be edified, to be fortified and equipped. Amen. So that when the enemy comes to try to deceive the body, because we have been in the face of God and we've been eating meat and God has been chasing our lives. Amen. Bringing correction when we don't like it, helping us to see you can't do it your way, to know that these are deceivers out here. Amen. Come on. You know, in this world, you got false prophets. Amen. You got false gods. All kind of things are going on in the world, even in the Bible days. But we see it even more visible now in our day, where truth is void and people rather believe a lie rather than the truth. So God has given us gifts for the body. Somebody say, I'm a gift for the body. Amen. And you must understand, you might not like your gift, but here it is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You might not want to accept your gift, but here it is. Hallelujah. Why? Because your gifts, the gifts of the body, are here to anchor us, to grow us, to mature us, to help us to understand you can't do it your way. Somebody say, I can't do it my way. This is why the Lord got to turn it around. Because sometimes, don't we get arrogant? We get puffed up. Amen. We get into ourselves and we feel like we can do it on our own. And we don't need nothing and nobody. I can do what I want to do. Amen. But then God will have to show you, you can't do it on your own. You can't do it by yourself, even though you want to be by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Because he wants you to know you got to keep eating meat so that you may make sure you stay anchored in the realm of God. Because the enemy is out here to get us. But our spiritual perception, amen, our mindset, us taking responsibility to understand, am I a child or am I an adult? Because I thought an adult can take stuff. Y'all tell me something now. Y'all talk to me. I thought an adult can take stuff. Right? That's why we say we grown, right? amen. But then when God begins to challenge us, we find out that we want to be children. Y'all done shouted already, so hallelujah. So God understands that we want to mature, we want to grow, but sometimes we want to do it on our own basis. But you must understand, because of what we are up against. We are up against spiritual forces. Amen. False prophets. Amen. All kind of things that's going on in the world that's trying to deceive us from the truth. Because the enemy knows, hallelujah, if he can get us outside of the realm of safety, amen, he can snatch us and he could possibly destroy us. But because the Lord got a way to intervene, sometimes in our own arrogance, he intervenes and lets us know, I'm not going to let the enemy do to you what he's already devised. So God sometimes will show up, amen, and he'll cause you to eat some meat when you don't want to. Just like when you feed your baby and you say you're going to eat the vegetables. And that baby whining and crying and hollering. They won't even open their mouth. You say, open your mouth and eat these vegetables. Amen. And that baby just resistant because they say, I don't like vegetables. So they're going to resist. They're going to cry. They're going to whine, right? Because they don't understand the nutrients that's in those vegetables. Just like some of us don't understand truth. You might not like the truth, but the truth will set you free. Open your mouth and receive the meat. Hallelujah. When you receive the meat, it's going to help you. Hallelujah. You might feel like you're choking, but choke it down. Because see, when you contend with the enemy who's going to come and try to deceive your mind and deceive your motivation, deceive your perception and your character concerning the things of God, that's why you'll be so easily swayed. Amen. Because knowledge is power. But if you don't know how to apply the knowledge you have, the enemy will use it against you. So this is why sometimes he has to send a gift. He has to send a gift. They say, now you know that ain't of God. Hallelujah. Why you do that? Hallelujah. And then you got to be mature enough. I'll be finished preaching in about a few minutes. And you got to be mature enough to accept what you hear. Oh, Lord. Because normally what happens when God comes to you, hallelujah, with something you don't like, You return resistant. The flesh try to kick up. Amen. Because they say, wait a minute, you ain't going to talk to me like that. Because I'm grown. You're not going to tell me what to do. I can do what I want to do. Open your mouth and eat some meat. Because right now you're resisting the vegetables. Hallelujah. That's going to change your life. And the Lord wants to turn it around, but you're going to have to open up and receive what he's trying to deposit into your spirit. Hallelujah. Why? Because the deceiver is out there waiting on you to get on illegal territory. And just as soon as he changed your mind about God, hallelujah, he will deceive you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord, help me somebody. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to receive the meat of the word, which means God's going to tell you, don't do that. You can't have that. But I want that. No, God understands. He's looking at your future. He's looking at your destiny. And he's looking beyond what you see. See, right now we see this. And this is what I want. Amen. And you'll do whatever you got to do to try to get it. But the Holy Ghost will stand up and say, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't act like that. But you say, I want it. Because when a child says, I want something, what they do? They throw a fit. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. And because you cannot have it, You would take God and say, listen, you don't have to tell me this. I know what to do on my own. You don't have to tell me to live right. I know how to live right. Well, why aren't we living right? I know how to be mature. Why do the preacher have to tell me to be mature? Touch neighbor, say, because he's your gift. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. He didn't say you had to like your gift. But he came to set you free. And in order to be free, you're going to have to receive of him. And God uses simple things to help us to understand simple principles. What is the first thing the enemy will attack when he's trying to toss us to and fro? He attacks our mind, and he attacks our mindsets, and he attacks the character that we know we're supposed to have. Because remember, the gifts come to equip. Every one of us has a gift, as I said earlier. And we are uniquely placed by God to help somebody else. So somebody say, what you got in you is going to help your neighbor. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one person. We all have something assigned to us by God that's going to help each other. This is how we help the church to grow. By helping one another. So you got to be able to eat meat. And sometimes you got to be able to eat crow. Because sometimes it's not going to always be your way. Woo, Jesus. Amen. It's humanly impossible for us to be 100% correct. I say it's humanly impossible. The only thing that can be correct is the word of God. Hallelujah. So we have to make sure we eat the word so that when the enemy comes blowing his winds, amen, of falsehood, of false doctrine and false teachings to lead us astray. Amen. This is what he says later. He says, listen, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We have to be able, from a positive outlook, understand truth and how truth will work for your benefit. If not, then we will continually give in to what the enemy desires. Woo, Jesus. The scripture says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. That's Acts chapter 20, verse 30. Amen. Because men will come to try to undermine and to devise wicked things in order to draw people away from God. This is why you got to fight the good fight of faith. Because the enemy is always constantly trying to overthrow us. Woo, Jesus. My God. Look what he says in Romans 16 and verse 18. And I'm just going to give you one or two highlights. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Because if I'm not eating meat, if I'm not being anchored in the word, the enemy can tell me anything and lead me astray. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Woo, Jesus. You're just tending your own business, and all of a sudden the enemy comes, starts speaking to you. Amen. Start telling you stuff that you didn't even think of before. And you're just trying to figure out where did this come from. And so he has to deceive you to make you overflow and overthrow you to the place that he deceives our mind and our perception. But you must understand, you got to stay anchored on the word of God. That when the enemy seeks to come to counter you, amen, and overtake you, you got to counterattack, amen, with the word of God. Because he's going to come and try, amen, to throw you over. If he know you shaky already, he going to keep you off balance. Come on, somebody. We down today, up tomorrow. Down today, up tomorrow. You know, no, when you're going to get to the place you say, wait a minute, I'm tired of this. I'm going to be still and know that he is God. I'm not going to let the enemy tell me nothing else that's going to throw me over. Amen. When I hear him, amen, I'm not going to listen or heed to him, but I'm going to hear and listen to the word of God. Amen. Jesus even said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. Why y'all following strangers? Oh, I'm getting ready to get some of y'all now. Ooh, gee, get some meat now. Why y'all following strangers when God gave you a gift? Oh, Lord, I can't get no help right there. Hallelujah. Because, see, the enemy will make things speak into your ear gate. And it hasn't been checked. Uh-oh. I done messed up now. He will send things into your ear gate. Remember, he would use men with fair speeches to deceive, to lead us astray. Come on, they will have eloquent words, charismatic in their speaking, and they will sway you if you're not stable. And if you're not smart enough to say, wait a minute, did I check it with my gift? Oh, I'm getting ready to get somebody now. Woo! Oh, Lord, I can run out that door. Amen. You got to understand, when you own meat, you are accountable and responsible for doing what is right. Character is everything. Integrity is everything. But if I don't have good integrity, I'll listen to everything and won't check nothing. But somebody said, Lord, we'll turn it around. And so he got to turn us around and make us understand that your perception in God must not be misconstrued or misunderstood to assume you can handle everything that comes your way. That's what the enemy wants to do, to make you feel like you don't have to go to nobody. Or he will send somebody that'll speak a word to your ear, amen, and you ain't checked it with your gift. Oh, I gotta say amen. Amen. So you must understand, don't avoid your gift in the name of you doing it your way. Y'all get it after a while. In other words, God is saying, listen, if you're going to make it through, if I'm going to be able to really operate in your life, and if the gifts of the body going to function properly, we got to come under the lordship of Jesus. Amen. Gifts are not individual in the sense of when we come together in the body of Christ, we're supposed to work in harmony, work in unity, work in faith together. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. You don't go out and get a deceiver's prophecy and say it's God. Woo, Lord have mercy. Somebody say, open up and eat some meat. Uh-huh. Lord, he gonna turn it around. How can you do that and disobey the word of God? How can we say the Lord said and he said nothing? Hallelujah. He said, woe to the prophet that said the Lord said when the Lord has said nothing. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. See, the problem is we want God to tell us good things, but then we don't want to hear when God said, you need to sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. You need to humble yourself under the sight of the mighty hand of God so he might exalt you in due time. Because if you don't, the enemy will come. He'll sweep you off and sweep you away. You'll be tossed to and fro. And you try to figure, why am I unsettled? Why, Lord, I can't make it? Why, Lord, I feel defeated? Because you will not let God give you vegetables. Come on. Woo, okay, I'm closing. Because we want him to feed us, but don't feed me. Okay. Give me ice cream. Give me cookies. Give me soda pop. Give me some banana pudding. Slice of chocolate cake. Give me all the sweet stuff. But then when God said, listen, there's deceivers out here. And unless I turn it around, you'll be deceived, blind, leading the blind. It worries me when I see people walking in blindness, then they go get other folk walking right with them, leading them into blindness. But have not checked nothing with their gift. Woo, Jesus. Oh, that's some meat right there. I'm telling you, this is what saved my life. It's understanding how to be submitted. Remember the centurion soldier. Here's how the Lord was able to turn it around for him. Because he understood principle. He understood character. He understood obedience. He said, Lord, you only have to come. I'm not even worthy that you come to my house. But I know you can turn it around. He said, Ness, I know how to be both in authority and under authority. Hallelujah. When I say come, they come. When I say go, they go. Hallelujah. But Lord, I know you're able. And see, many of us, we got to understand, stop being a single individual when it comes to the things of God. Because the enemy is out here to snatch you up. He's out here to overthrow you. And unless you come to a place of accountability and responsibility, amen, the enemy will void you of the meat. And you'll regurgitate what is good in the name of I know what's right for me. Somebody say, the Lord will turn it around. Woof, I can preach to me. Amen. The Lord will turn it around. And he'll make it right, but he wants us to get right. Because he don't want these gifts to be tainted. Amen. And be misconstrued as if I can just treat the bishop any kind of way. Hallelujah. No, you don't treat people any kind of way. It's God's way or no way. You don't step on your brother or sister toe and not say, excuse me. I'm glad y'all shouted earlier. But the Lord will turn it around. But we got to be a people submitted to the word of God so that the gifts of God will operate and we will experience the victory of God so that when you walk out of this door, amen, you don't have to be thinking about it in your mind, am I going to go to the club tonight or not? Oh, Jesus. Well, my partners want me to go out drinking. Now, you know, you save. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord. But the Lord keeps saying, no, don't do that. But in your flesh, you find a desire that's fighting against it. So that's the enemy warring. He's trying to toss you over. He's trying to keep you in a mature state of mind to make you feel like you got to have this. Amen. You ever had a piece of money? You say, I'm going to hold on this for 30 days. And you come with somebody called you to go shopping. And child, you just went to spending. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be put to the test. You're going to be put to the test when it comes to a place of understanding. Do you have milk or do you have meat? Am I going to be strong and of good courage? Or am I going to lay down and roll over every time the enemy roars? Because he's going to roar like as a roaring lion, right? So you got to know when he comes, you got to be faithful enough and humble enough and powerful enough to resist him. But the only way you can resist him, you got to eat your vegetables. You got to eat the word and not be intimidated. Amen. When I say you got to live right, you need to live holy. Come on now, stop cussing, stop fussing, stop fighting. I'm just getting literal so you understand. Amen. So come on, don't cheat. Don't play with the enemy, because if you play with him, you want to stay with him. No, you ain't taking me out, because if you take me out, amen, if you hold my hand, you want to be my man. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. No, I don't go to, honey, child, I don't go to movies at 11 o'clock at night. You ain't sitting in the dark with me at 11 o'clock at night. Hallelujah. It hurts me because I want to go. But because I'm on meat and I want to be accountable to God, I know I can't do that because I know what I came out of. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And this for my young sisters, you know, when your bow or your want to come over. Hallelujah. They want to come over. And it's amazing. Yeah, this is for the brothers too. They want to come over. They want to wait to 9, 10 o'clock at night. No, you ain't coming at my house 9, 10 o'clock at night. First of all, if you're going to come to me, especially if I'm living alone, if you're going to come to my house, somebody's going to be there with me. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Why? Because I can't risk. And put myself in a situation where I'm going to yield myself to the flesh. I don't want to be tossed to and fro by my own desires. Come on, somebody. Woo. Now, I didn't mean to go there, but don't. Lord have mercy, help me Jesus. But you got to understand, you only get a kiss when you get engaged. I don't know, I done messed up everybody now. Hallelujah. Woo. We can date, but we're going to date at a decent hour. We're going to date in public. Hallelujah. And we're going to date because my gift know who I'm with. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when I see you, it's no issue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if I'm out and I see you out at 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to call you to the side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to understand, because you got to be safe in the place of safety. That's why you got to keep eating meat so that you can stay strong and stay around the strong saints. Stay around the saints. If I'm going to say, child, it's okay to go out with him at 11 o'clock at night. Bishop don't know what he's talking about. He behind the times, child. No. SES is still the same. Do the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, it's meat, because there are deceivers out here. And the enemy will try to entangle us. Amen. Because he wants to overthrow us. Amen. My singles, y'all got that? Amen. So if I see you out late at night, I'm going to call you to the side. Jesus. What's up? Hey, how you doing? You on your way home. Okay. God bless you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Woo. You roll with him? Oh, okay. But just tell him you're going with your pastor right now. Pastor going to take me home. Hallelujah. Because we're going to be together. See, me and First Lady are going to be together. So we're going to take you home. We're going to drop you off. Hey, come on, let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there are deceivers out here.
We want to stay on some meat so we can stay saved. We can stay secure. We can stay safe. Amen. I know I didn't mess with the married couples today, so y'all just hold on. Amen. Hallelujah. But stay saved and stay safe. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was coming up. Hallelujah. 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 Because nowadays they'll let you come to the house. Mom and daddy will let you come to the house and court. Nah. And stay out all hours of the night. Hallelujah. Woo. So I'm from the old school. You're doing good if y'all let you stay to 10 o'clock. Hallelujah. About 9:30, all good things must come to an end. Time for you to go, bro. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, because we ain't playing that here. Amen. Hallelujah. Touch my teller. I want you to be safe, saved, and protected. Hallelujah. If you don't remember nothing else from that message, hallelujah. Father, just strengthen us. Strengthen us in the faith. Empower us for victory. And help us to know we can do it. Because you will turn it around. Hallelujah. Change our heart, our mind. Hallelujah. To know that you get the glory. Because we don't want to be deceived by the enemy. We don't want to be overthrown. We don't want to give the devil no room. No, we already got enough to contend with. Help us, Father. Strengthen my brother. Strengthen my sister. Strengthen my sons and daughters. Strengthen every married couple. God, strengthen us. So we don't let the enemy come between us and you. He's fighting you. Oh, I know he is. And we're praying for you. But the fight, one thing my wife and I have learned, the fight is worth it. Hallelujah. Because what God has done in the midst of it is much greater than what we had to go through. Hallelujah. And if you're willing to hear God and eat meat when you don't want to, when you don't like somebody telling you, no, you can't have that. Hallelujah. No, you can't do that. It's not because we don't want you to have good things, but we want you to know that we love you. Hallelujah. And we want the best for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us and give us victory and give us grace to overcome every challenge that is before us. Help us to even reevaluate how we deal with ourselves and how we deal with the circumstances. Because we want to bring it in alignment with your word and with your will. And we thank you, Father, and we appreciate you for what you're going to do in us personally, what you're going to do in us corporately, hallelujah, to strengthen us in the faith. And we thank you, and we give you the glory. Amen. After that message, anybody that not saved, we want to give you the opportunity to get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're a backslider, we want you to come back to the Lord. Because he's married to the backslider. Thank you, Jesus.